This is WRJX 359 Karen off of NV725 repeater, acting as net control for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation on this repeater takes priority, so please break in by saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. For more helpful information, plus GMRS repeater rules and etiquette, please visit OregonGMRS.org. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers, as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Today's inspiration is called Finding Fulfillment. Everywhere we turn, or so it seems, the world promises fulfillment, contentment, and happiness. But the contentment the world offers is fleeting and incomplete. Thankfully, the fulfillment God offers is all-encompassing and everlasting. Sometimes amid the inevitable hustle and bustle of daily living, we can lose sight of the real joys of life as we wrestle with the challenges that confront us. Yet fulfillment is available to people who seek it in proper places and in proper ways. The thoughts you think, the actions you take, the prayers you pray, and the people you help largely determine your fulfillment. If you want to find fulfillment, you have to choose happiness on a daily basis, starting now and ending never. You are the only person alive who has sole custody of your life. Anna Quindlen. This evening I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, but please reply back to me in the basic format on this repeater. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name and general location, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. Well, ladies, Thanksgiving is next week, and Christmas is only a few weeks away. So it's that time of year for Christmas lights, candles, cozy fires, and lots of baking and cooking. I thought it might be a good idea to cover fire hazards in our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, starting on page 5 this evening, and there are 4 more pages, I believe, and we will continue those for the next several weeks. So on page 5, fire hazards. If a fire breaks out in your home, you may have less than 2 minutes to escape before it's engulfed in flames. How can you be sure you and your family will know what to do? Prepare, prevent, and practice so you are ready for house fire. Prepare. Working smoke detectors. Test your smoke detectors monthly by pressing the test button and listening for the alarm. Change the detector batteries on the first day of spring and the first day of fall. Smoke detectors should be placed in every bedroom and outside every sleeping area. There should be smoke detectors on every level of the home, including the basement. Never disable a smoke detector. Only working smoke detectors save lives. Makes total sense to me. A home escape plan. Draw a diagram of your house showing doors and windows. See sample escape plan below. It's on your page 5. Determine 2 escape routes out of every room. Contact your local fire department for help in planning for the safe escape of those with disabilities. Identify an outdoor meeting place, a safe distance from your home. Make sure everyone knows where it is. Teach everyone to get out and stay out. Leave the house and never re-enter for any reason. Make sure windows are not nailed or painted shut. If you have pets, determine who is responsible for bringing each pet to safety. Call 911 for a neighbor's property. From a neighbor's property, excuse me. Use their phone if you don't have a cell phone. Teach children to keep shoes and flashlight under the bed. Have them practice putting on their shoes and using their flashlight to get out of the house safely. A good tip, doorknobs can burn if your fire is outside the door. Touch doorknobs with caution. Teach children how to test for heat. A visible address. Be sure your address is marked clearly and is visible from the street so emergency crews can find your house quickly. If you have a gate code, call your non-emergency police number to file your gate code so emergency personnel can get in. Prevent. Heating equipment. Never use charcoal or unvented appliances in your home. Clean and service chimneys and heating systems annually. Keep combustibles at least 18 inches away from baseboards and portable heaters. Never leave a portable heater unattended, especially around children. Smoking and ash. Never smoke in bed. Extinguish smoking materials in sturdy, non-tip ashtrays. Do not throw them into trash cans, shrubbery, or bark dust. Dispose of hot ashes or briquettes away from the house, wood decks, and patios. Next week, we'll cover fire hazards, prevent continued, and it talks about matches and lighters, cooking, electrical, flammable liquid, and things to practice. So when I call your name and call sign, if you have any suggestions or comments or questions that you'd like to share, please feel free to speak up. WRMW 211 Hope. This is Radio Check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRMW 211 Sarah checking in for Hope.
Copy that. It's nice to hear your lovely voice, Sarah. It's been a while. So did you want to check in for Deborah and Betty as well?
Yes.
Copy that. Well, I will check in for all of you ladies. I know that you're very busy. Well, thank you for participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRMY 378 Robin. She was unable to participate this evening. As well as WRJS 656 Sylvia, she was unable to participate this evening as well. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol, copied out and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. I guess we probably should have covered page 2 with the matches and all of that other, but we will cover that next week. Did you have any suggestions or questions or comments about what we shared already?
No, it all sounds logical and good. Everything's good.
Copy that. Well, I'm sure as we move along that a lot of the ladies will have different suggestions. I know I thought of a few along the line, but I think it's a good thing to cover at this point in time. Well, thank you for that. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening?
This is Marcia, WQZA 709, and I liked all that you said.
Awesome. Well, there were some definitely good points there, so... Well, we appreciate both of you ladies sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Good evening. This is Kimber, WRKB487. I copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So there were some pretty good suggestions there, and then we will cover more on the topic next week. Did you have any suggestions or comments that you'd like to share this evening, Kimber?
Not much. I like that we're covering that. I had an incident today, not an incident, but almost, it could have been, talking about heaters and indoor heaters and watching children around them. I was homeschooling my granddaughters, and we went into the office to cut some snowflakes and make snowflakes. And there is a portable heater in there, and it was on the desk, and it seemed to be in a safe place. However, they turned it on, and there was some papers in front of it, and I had to tell them to be cautious and remind the children. So this is also good to teach the children good skills for using portable heaters if they have to. Never, ever leave them unattended. That could have been a hazard. So good reminder. Thank you. I can talk about Amron if you'd like.
Yeah, that definitely is a good reminder. Like I said, it's that time of year, and people are doing everything Christmassy, and they're probably not thinking about that type of thing. So, yes, please do talk about the Amron net, Kimber.
Cool, okie dokie. So you all are invited. If you have a GMRS license, you can participate in the Amron net on this repeater Sunday nights at 7 p.m., and what we do is we check in here on this repeater, check in, make sure everybody's okay, check your stat rep, and do a word of the week. And then we read the intelligence brief, and then we do our Channel 3 checks, which is off the repeaters, learning how to use your radio on Channel 3, FRS, GMRS, MERS 3, CB Channel 3, and Ham Simplex. So it's really good practice, and encourage you all to be there. You're all very welcome to be there. Also, I do it for Jackson County Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Elk 675 repeater. So thanks, Karen. Back to Ned.
Well, thank you very much, Kimber, for all that information. We appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WROY 384 Diana, copy.
Copy that, Diana. You're coming in pretty loud and clear, a little bit of staticky, but that's understandable. So we've been talking about fire hazards, and there were some good suggestions, and we'll have more good suggestions next week. Did you have any suggestions or comments that you'd like to share this evening?
No, not anything. I just think this is a great time to go over this.
Copy that. Yeah, I think the suggestions is great. There are several other pages that we'd like to copy that we will cover in the next few weeks about fire extinguishers and fire detectors and different things like that, or smoke detectors and things like that. So, well, thank you, Diana, for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is Judy. I copy you loud.
I kind of copy you, Judy. You're kind of fading in and out. You come in and then we can hear a little bit and nothing. You want to try one more time?
Yes, this is WRPJ 605. Do you copy me loud and clear?
Certainly do now. Awesome. So we were reading in the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook about fire hazards, and we just covered the first page of that. We'll cover more in the next several weeks. Do you have any suggestions or comments that you'd like to share this evening, Judy?
Well, I came in as you were reading them, and they're really good suggestions, and it's good to hear it again and again. You really couldn't hear them too much.
because we don't go over them that much, so it's good to have a reminder. And thank you very much. I don't really have anything to add to that. I could talk about the IVARCnet.
Yes, please do talk about the IVARCnet, Judy.
Thank you, Karen. IVARC meets second Tuesday from 6 to 8 at Wild River Brewery in Cave Junction. IVARCnet meets every Monday at 7 p.m. on IVARC's computer, 4600 megahertz, PL 141.3, 17 IVARC Channel 5, and then we go, either we go radio to radio, and we do the 3-5.
Part of that did cut out. I think we heard the basic gist of it, so we will maybe catch you better next time next week. Sorry about that. Well, thank you for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRNN 801, Bobby May, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRNN 801, Bobby May. I copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we talked about fire hazard. We just covered the first part of that. We'll cover more as we go along. Did you have any suggestions or comments about what we covered this evening, Bobby May?
Yes, I do. The suggestion was twice a year on your fire alarm batteries. I would do it 3 times a year because the batteries that you purchase nowadays don't last as long as the old batteries used to.
There you go. Yeah, you definitely have a point there. That's for sure. So is there anything else you'd like to share, Bobby May?
No, everything else sounded pretty good, but this is the time of the year that we need to really keep track of what we're doing in the house and don't get sidetracked when you're cooking.
There you go, yes, because accidents can definitely happen, and Kimber had a good indication of that that she shared a little bit earlier. Well, thank you very much for sharing that and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRXR 423 Kristen, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? This is WRXR 423 Kristen, and I read you loud and clear. Copy that. I read you loud and clear as well. So we've been talking about fire hazards. We'll be going into it a little bit further next week. Are there any suggestions or comments that you'd like to share this evening, Kristen?
Just been listening and nothing to add tonight. But everyone have a good evening.
Copy that. Well, thank you so much for participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WSGR 413 Anna, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?